This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up on the program, a renowned maker of French horns retires. First, though, what to do after Christmas morning? By now, you've probably opened all your presents and you're staring down a pile of wrapping paper and boxes and a long day ahead. As the oldest of seven children, NPR's Luke Burbank knows the feeling all too well.
So there you are, sailing a sea of shredded wrapping paper, caught in the doldrums. Christmas morning is over. Was this what all the excitement was about? That sweater your Aunt Gert gave you? The one featuring two cats wrestling with a ball of yarn? You didn't ask for that. The kids have already stolen all the batteries out of the remote control so they can power their toys. Then there's your brother-in-law, the one who won't stop pitching you on his latest pyramid scheme. That's not gonna get old. And it's only 9:30 a.m. This is shaping up to be a long day.
I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel.
But hark! A Christmas miracle cometh. We here at Day to Day have compiled these handy tips to getting you through the next 10 hours of your life.
We're coming back, no Santa. I make my run. About to break a day.
First things first, you need a plan for returning that sweater. And it's going to be harder this year than in years past, says retail expert Jennifer Litwin.
People are trying to return gifts that they don't want and are finding out the hard way that they won't get their money back.
Because of an increase in fraudulent returns, Litwin says the big stores, anyway, are getting tougher with their policies.
They're giving people this year about a 2 to 3 week window, but you can't open any of the packaging. You can't open the boxes, you can't unwrap anything, and you have to keep your receipts.
Even if you have one, some stores are now charging a 15% restocking fee. And if someone asks how you like that present they gave you, the one you actually did manage to return, Litwin says you have one choice.
You have to lie. Tell them you're having it tailored or it's at the dry cleaners or something like that.
Christmas, a time of joy, a time of laughter, a time of lying to your Aunt Gert. Speaking of family, sure, you love them, but there's a reason you don't live with them anymore, and Christmas afternoon can be a reminder why.
Everything isn't perfect between me and my brother-in-law, or me and my mom, or me and my sister.
Psychiatrist Sue Borson teaches at the University of Washington. She says the key to avoiding arguments when you and your family are trapped in the same house is keeping busy. Chop some wood, take a walk, read a book.
Anything that structures that time up until the end of the day when you're going to have dinner together will help reduce that stress and make you restore your sense of confidence.
Bert, what do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
But what if all that still isn't enough? What if you've plotted out your gift returns, you've chopped all the trees in the yard, you've gone to your imaginary happy place, and you're still feeling like you might lose it? It may be time to plot an escape, a quick trip to a local watering hole where they don't drink water.
Tattletale Cocktail Lounge.
A place like the Tattletale in Culver City, California, owned for the past 43 years by one of my favorite people in the world, Roger Lowell.
My Christmas wish for the new year, Luke, would be for you to get a new shirt. It's short, it's wrinkled, and I wondered who it fit, but we're done with it.
As he does every other day, Roger will open the Tattletale's doors at 6 a.m. Christmas morning.
To provide a service to those people that don't have a family here in town.
Or have a family but don't want to see them anymore.
Possible also. That does occur.
And while they're there, they'll be enjoying the Tattletale's signature Christmas drink.
Brandy eggnog.
Yes, a brandy eggnog. But be careful. They make them strong.
Oh, man. That'll put hair on your chest.
Would that put some hair on my head as well?
I don't think, if Jesus himself was born today at the Tattletale, I don't think he could put hair on your head, Raj. But
thank you for that commentary.
Yeah, that's for the shirt comments.
We'll make up for the shirt.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
So there you have it. You've survived another Christmas. And just think, you won't have to do it again for 364 days. Luke Burbank, NPR News.